come to a mutually beneficial agreement. Official data shows the unemployment rate in the UK remained unchanged at 4.4% in the 3 months to February. That's compared to the previous quarter. Average weekly pay, excluding bonuses, was up 5.9% on the year. That's for the same period. And further talks on ending bin strikes in Birmingham aren't expected to take place until tomorrow. The indefinite walkout is set to carry on after refuse collectors voted to reject a new pay offer yesterday. A look at the weather. Cloudy for most, with rain in the east and southwest, but some sunny spells for Northern Ireland. Highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
That was Dom with your headlines for Tuesday. Thank you for that. The clock strikes nine. It's time for the Classic FM Hall of Fame now. We've got some wonderful music coming your way between now and ten. Marta Argerich is standing by for standby after some Morning Morricone.
Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Adventure and luxury seamlessly combined.
Classic FM.
Marta Argerich performing beautifully there, Chopin's Raindrop Prelude. And before that, we had Morricone. That's how we started the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour, with the Brussels Phil, with Renu Capuçon alongside them, and Gabriel's Oboe. Just a magical piece of music every single time you hear it. And that means music like that, we're into the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour for this Tuesday morning. It's just your top 300 favourites between now and 10, playing only the music that you selected in your chart for 2024. I will tell you a little bit more about the new chart very soon, but first, shall we all get jiggy with it, with the Dans on?
Thank you.
Arturo Marquesis stands on number two, the Simon Bolivar Orchestra of Venezuela, conducted by Gustavo Dudamel. Amanda says, Dan's on just right for this morning in a rainy grey Swansea. I'm just packing to take my mum away for a few days in Ludlow. Have a lovely time, Amanda and your mum. Morning to Helen and Richard, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary today. They wake up to Classic FM every single day. How lovely of you. Enjoying a day out on a steam train in Devon. Helen would like to say thank you to Richard for a wonderful 25 years and let him know that she loves you lots. Enjoy this, you two. Something absolutely beautiful from Barbara. Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Counting down the top 300 pieces of classical music as voted for by you.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
We were sailing by there with Ronald Binge, the new London orchestra conducted by Ronald Corp on the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. And before that, we had Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings from Polyphony. And Stephen Layton was conducting. I don't know why I asked that with the question mark, but there you go. And loads of people enjoying that this morning, that particular version. Angela said, it has made her morning. She is in Wolverhampton today. Phil in Rugby loved it too. Dan Walker with you. It's the Classic FM Hall of Fame until 10 o'clock today. We do it every single day of the week between 9 and 10. And it's just 3 days now before we kick off the 2025 version of the chart. Maybe you voted this year. Maybe you're just coming along for the ride. Either way, it's great to have you, and it's going to be very special, especially as it's our 30th Hall of Fame chart. Exciting times. Back to this morning, though, and it's Holst putting the planets onto paper.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Enjoy immersive learning with their science and education program.
Classic FM.
That's up there, isn't it, when it comes to brilliant film music. The Raiders March from John Williams' score to Indiana Jones. The Berlin Phil were doing the honours, conducted by the man himself. And Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity, before that from Holst Planets, the National Youth Academy of Great Britain. Edward Gardner with the baton in hand. Joanna Gosling is back here from 10 o'clock. She's just outside the studio, actually. Xander's off for a week, but his famous five clue is going nowhere. Joanna will take care of that. You can give it a go around about 10:30 this morning. And we are not done yet, though. It's Tchaikovsky next for you with a work that came about when he was going through a pretty rough time as a composer. He just emerged from a disastrous marriage, was struggling with writer's block, and felt unable to produce the goods. And yet he did. And he called it The Fate. Thank you. We love a dramatic finish on Classic FM. That was the finale of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4, which also goes by the name of The Fate. And we're listening to Vladimir Jurovsky there, conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Loved reading through your messages today. So many coming in throughout the morning. A final hello to the dance family. They say, we're travelling from North Yorkshire to the top of Skye today to sail to the Isle of... Now, what's this? Not sure how to pronounce that, so I'm not going to go for it. They're going there for Easter. Anyway, please say a special hello to our granddaughter, Skylar, who's age 5, who is with us. Skylar, on her way to Skye, have a brilliant time, the dance family. See you back here tomorrow from 6:30 in the morning, and don't you dare go anywhere, because Joanna Gosling is up next on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. With HX.
Sail on hybrid-powered ships in Alaska. With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools, and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions, or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
Meet Sarah.
Hi there.
Sarah's pranked her car miles from home, and she's not sure if her insurance covers getting back. Thankfully, Sarah's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident and your car's not safe to drive, we'll get you safely home. You'll have your feet up in no time, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk. Onward travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats, and diary updates, like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
This is an urgent appeal from the Disasters Emergency Committee. Powerful earthquakes in Myanmar have caused devastation and survivors urgently need support. Please help now. Visit dec.org.uk to donate or text radio to 70727 to give £10. Text costs your donation plus standard network rate. Thank you.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top of your lungs singing, and last minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, halftime oranges, and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the head of Unite has given Classic FM the union's strongest warning yet that bin strikes in Birmingham could spread. Yesterday, refuge workers rejected an offer to end their long-running pay dispute. Birmingham City Council says its door remains open for talks, with more discussions planned tomorrow. Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham was asked earlier whether industrial action could be repeated in other parts of the country.
I think what's really likely is if the council and the government keep aiding and abetting and other councils, that workers pay the price. a bad decision, these low-pay workers cannot pay the price. My job is to defend workers, and I will do that. If other councils decide to make low-paid workers pay for bad decisions that they did not make, workers paying the price yet again, then absolutely, of course, we all have to take action in those other areas.
The government has called the strike action unacceptable. Vital raw materials from the US are expected to be delivered to the British steel plant in Scunthorpe later. Ministers have been working to secure coking coal and iron ore after taking control of the site from its Chinese owner at the weekend. The US Vice President J.D. Vance says the United States is working very hard with the UK on negotiating a trade deal. In an interview, Mr. Vance expressed optimism that both sides could come to a mutually beneficial agreement. Official data shows the unemployment rate in the UK remained unchanged at 4.4% in the 3 months to February there, compared to the previous quarter, with average weekly pay, excluding bonuses, up 5.9% on the year for the same period. And the survivors of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp are marking 80 years since its liberation by British troops. Tens of thousands of people died.